Anti-violence and social justice groups in Syracuse are focusing on what's called conflict transformation, or getting to the root of what is causing violence in the community. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, one man started walking through some of the most crime-ridden streets in Syracuse, directly engaging with young people to try to do just that.
16 years ago, Clifford Ryan lost his son to gun violence on the streets of Syracuse's South Side. Earlier this year, when 11 people were shot in Syracuse over the 4th of July weekend, it prompted Ryan to take action.
What I did was I took a piece of cardboard box and I wrote OGs Against Violence on it.
OG stands for Original Gangster, an urban slang, but Ryan wants it to now mean old guys or old gentlemen against violence.
What the organization is about is getting out and dealing with the youth that are directly involved in the violence, meaning we're going through the most dangerous areas in the city, and we're talking with the individuals that are doing the violence.
Ryan attends prayer vigils and has given talks at schools in Syracuse. He walks through some tough neighborhoods in the city with his anti-gun violence sign. He says young men have come up to him and told him his work made them stop and think before they did something they might regret. A deadly overreaction to something as trivial as teasing.
Clifford would be standing between two youth who were beefing with each other and you know, preventing it.
Mark Cass is the director of the Alliance of Communities Transforming Syracuse and says the group's members are interested in helping Ryan expand and improve his efforts.
He invites these youth to hold the sign, have their picture taken, and he, you know, posted on a Facebook page as a sending of a signal that, you know, these kids are reachable and, you know, and in fact, at that moment anyway, are standing with him to say, you know, the gun violence has to stop.
It's a community problem as a whole. If you can bring it down from 23 homicides down to maybe one or two, that's a major accomplishment.
Ryan says his group is focused on next summer when gun violence typically peaks. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.